The Final Edition Radio Hour is a work of satire intended for people who own books, gentrify neighborhoods, and say they like kale. Please consume responsibly, the satire, that is.
Hi, I'm Jeff Chrysler, and I've lost my voice, so there will be no Fike Towny Hendra. And this is the Final Edition Radio Hour. It's been a very eventful week with earthquakes and race riots and the emergence of Bernie Sanders, who looks like he's been in an earthquake and a shut up fake Tony. Right. So, to help you make no sense of the relentless onslaught of bad news and psychologically damaging revelations about the human condition, we now offer you April's best of the Final Edition Radio Hour.
McDonald's has closed 350 stores worldwide this year already. The Final Edition asks the man on the street, what do you think?
McDonald's is closing? I'm loving it. Get it? Get it? Get it? Got it? Got it?
Are you fucking kidding me? McDonald's is fucking closing? Are you fucking crazy? Hey, Eddie! McDonald's is closing, man!
Yeah, I heard. That's pretty bad. Hey, I think I burnt my nards with their coffee.
Are you fucking kidding me, man?
I'm not kidding you, man. I burnt my nards. The coffee's hot. I'm gonna sue. Can I still sue?
You can't sue if they're out of business, man!
Ah, oh, jeez.
This fucking bullshit!
Man. I'm going to Del Taco.
Can you burn your nards in Del Taco?
Yeah, if you pour some of that hot cheese on it, you know, but you gotta do that on purpose.
Good. I hope they shut down. I tried to get a burger, and all I did is ask for a little bit of extra sauce, a little bit of extra cheese, a little bit of extra meat, a little bit of extra bread, and ask for a little bit of extra, like, lettuce to make it look nice, you know, like how they have it in the pictures.
Yeah, maybe they should take it out with Mayor McCheese. Ronald McDonald touched me.
Well, you know, I don't have a lot of other joy in life, and I don't have a lot else going on, and I don't really enjoy food in a lot of other places, and I don't really know where my life is going. And
ever since they took away, like, the fried apple pie, like, they should have been punished for that.
I can't shit.
Hi, I'm Henry Winkler. With the economy the way it is, it's no wonder thousands of seniors are getting reverse mortgages to take control of their retirement. Here's how a reverse mortgage works. When you call the experts at Reverse Mortgage, they'll tell you how a reverse mortgage works. And that's how a reverse mortgage works.
Call now and we'll answer such questions as, why does Henry Winkler have to do ads for reverse mortgages? Didn't he save any money from Happy Days? Don't they get residuals? He also directed and produced stuff, didn't he? Where's the money from that? Didn't I read something about reverse mortgages? Something bad. What was it? You could lose your house, right?
Soon, money will fall from the sky with no consequences. And let's face it, we all need extra cash these days. All of us. Seriously. All of us need money. Badly. Hey! Sit on it.
After a homeowner dies, their heirs either give up the house or refinance it to purchase the title from the reverse mortgage company. So taking out this loan is like applying clown makeup to a dying hospice patient. This is how the banks will take whatever they haven't taken from us already. And you're going to let them do it because you are weak and old and frightened. And let's face it, you have never read a contract all the way through before signing it. You have agreed to so many things you don't understand. Why even bother fighting it now? Just give your house to the bank. Give your life's work to the top 1%. They're going to get it anyway. They are building an empire, whereas you will leave nothing behind. No trace, no legacy. Just a vague memory of a frightened old man panicking at the end and giving everything away.
In America, you never did think that it ever would have happened again. Welcome to Social Media on Parade. My first guest is that one conservative friend. You know, the one on Facebook who always disrupts your threads when you're trying to have a civilized conversation with your liberal friends. One conservative friend, it's good to have you here.
It's not good to be here.
One conservative friend, why do liberals on Facebook bother to friend you in the first place?
They want to show that they're open to all points of view. But usually, it's my liberal friend and 40 of his liberal friends all telling me how wrong and stupid I am.
But aren't they responding to you telling them how wrong and stupid they are?
If you want to get all factual about it.
You're not big on facts, are you?
Liberals worship boring facts. Conservatives worship mean-spirited emotions.
Do Facebook conservatives have that one liberal friend to show off to their right-wing nutjob friends?
No. Conservatives don't want to show they're open to all points of view. We have an agenda. You lefties wouldn't know an agenda if it was emailed to Hillary's personal home server.
Can you give us an example of what you do on Facebook?
Sure. Just this morning, I was on a thread about Indiana's controversial religious freedom law. Many of the liberals on the thread feared the measure could allow discrimination against gays and lesbians.
And your position is it couldn't?
Of course it could. It's going to. Why do you think we wanted it passed in the first place?
Because you believe in, quote, religious freedom, unquote?
Oh, please. Religious freedom is code for anti-gay discrimination. Everybody knows that. Gay marriage threatens Republican bigots. That's who we have to defend.
Is that what you said on Facebook?
No. I said, many Americans feel their freedom to practice religion is under attack, and that's why we have to strengthen it. I went on from there. They attacked me for 4 hours.
So, your position was disingenuous?
No, my position was stupid. But it did the trick. On a Facebook thread, nobody remembers liberals number 2, 8, and 34. I'm a star. But it's not just me. Everybody has that one conservative friend.
Unless somebody is that one conservative friend. Has Facebook emboldened all of you to come out in public?
Nah. Some of us are Facebook friends with Russian models, but that's as bold as we get.
Where will you be appearing next, one conservative friend?
Race discussions, the Rand Paul presidential announcement, anything liberals agree on, I'll disrupt.
Join me next time when my guest is...
This show goes against the Constitution! See what I did there?
Yeah, but the show doesn't really go against the Constitution.
It doesn't matter. I just have to rile up the emotions.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Well, the eagle's been flying slow, and the flag's been flying low, and a lot of people saying that America's fixing to fall.
The Charge Network, your one-stop TV channel for irrelevant wedge issues. Tonight, all of media is owned by only three people. We address that by asking, do women need more abortions?
More!
No, completely the opposite.
Then, Congress cares about campaign funds, and they're all bought. So we ask the question you're all wondering, what do gay people look like when they kiss?
Bad!
Good!
Finally, should we help the oil companies by fighting in Syria with troops, or should we help the oil companies by fighting in Syria with drones?
Spaceneck!
Racist!
It's loud arguments about bullshit on the Charge Network!
And now a word from a newly declared presidential candidate.
Hi. Do you have your own personal email server in your house? Have you served in the State Department? Did you live in the White House and a governor's mansion before that? Ever had to wonder where your husband left his presidential cum stains? I'm polarizing heir apparent Hillary Clinton, and this is my new Everyday Americans campaign. My advisors tell me I need to be seen as one of you. An everyday American. A much richer, powerful, uptight, less everyday American. I'm just like you. Although I'm guessing your philandering husband's foundation doesn't receive big oil money from ExxonMobil or ConocoPhillips or Saudi Arabia. You and I are everyday Americans. Although you may not have made a speech in favor of fracking. I promise to relate to you on a personal basis, not a political one. Politically, I'm Bill with a vagina, and I don't mean the ones he stuck the cigars in. Like him and you, I'm an everyday American who helped move the Democratic Party to its current, ineffective, center-right positions that are 20 years out of date. Since you're like us, you believe we can stay in the 1990s. a kinder, simpler time when I wore an ordinary black headband but didn't have to pretend how every day I was.
The new official Hillary Clinton. Now, every day.
Welcome to the corporate training program managed by Evans Resources. Enter your password and username. Congratulations! You have successfully entered your password and username. Not everyone does. Now, a numerical code is being sent to your cell phone. Enter it here. Now create a password which will never be used again and which serves no purpose. In order to ensure your security, enter your mother's maiden name. What is the name of your first pet? What is your greatest disappointment? Have you ever experienced love? If you did not seize that moment, explain why. Enter this code to prove you're not a robot. You have successfully entered the code, but so could a robot. Pick a number between 1 and 6. Try again. Try again. Try again. Try again. Try again. You have tried all the numbers and none of them work. Tap one key on your keyboard at random. You have a 1 in 78 chance of getting the right one. Remember that password you made up that you're never supposed to use again. Use it now. You have entered the training module, a transcendent plateau that you had always imagined existed beyond the firewall. Here is a beauty so bright and full that your eyes cannot bear it. You have no want or desire. In some forgotten place in your dreams, you have always known this place. For the first time, you are exactly where you are supposed to be, in perfect stillness. And now, an exclusive final edition interview with another possible Republican candidate for president, former Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Thank you for being here, Governor. I have some questions I want to ask you. What's the first thing you do as president? Please be specific.
First, I will ask the waitress to bring me some tea and then go into the bathroom and put her finger into her vagina and bring it back for me for inspection. Then I will open the books and put my tongue up the ass of the people of California.
What's your greatest environmental concern?
Mars needs air.
Many are wondering, is that a German or Austrian accent?
Neither. I am retarded.
Arnold, what's your favorite Beatles song?
Hear That Unto Everywhere.
What's your favorite TV show?
BJ Unto Bear.
Truth or?
Dare.
What are you not wearing?
Underwear.
What's your favorite food storage container?
Tupperware.
And you put it in?
Frigidaire.
What's your attitude?
Devil may care.
What do you do when you get out of a cab?
Pay the fare.
What's not what you used to be?
Old gray mare.
Favorite fruit?
Pear.
Complete this song lyric. Not even the?
Chair.
Favorite musical?
Hair.
What is this?
Nightmare.
When you're old, you need good?
Healthcare.
And sometimes they put you in a?
Wheelchair.
Favorite pants?
Washington.
Shop and?
Compare.
It's not polite to?
Stare.
Depths of?
Despair.
McNeil?
Lair.
Author of Tartuffe?
Moliere.
Sunny Inn?
Share.
Grandmother Dies, You're the Soul?
Yeah.
What don't you want on a windshield?
Glare.
Elevator's broken. What do you do?
Take the stairs.
Who's the actress used to date Burt Reynolds?
Wagina Shore.
What did Gertrude Stein say about Oakland?
There's no there.
Old Mother Hubbard went to the cupboard to give the poor dog a bone.
When she came down, the cupboard was bare.
Women shave with?
Yeah.
Blank, loose, and the Playboys.
Gary.
Are you going to Scarborough?
Yeah.
Obama?
Yeah.
Who wants to be a?
Millionaire.
Tiananmen?
Square.
Leica?
Yeah.
Type of upholstery you might find in a 1938 Packard sedan?
Mohair.
It's a jungle out.
Yeah.
Some people say not to worry about the?
Yeah.
Some people never had experience with?
Yeah.
Fetch me that gin, son, before I tan your hide. Can't get from this cabin going no?
Yeah.
Some people say not to worry about the air. Some people never had experience.
The Final Edition Radio Hour will be right back.
And now, some more of the Final Edition Radio Hour.
Hey, what you got there?
A big bowl of KFC, good old-fashioned Kentucky Fried Chicken. How about you?
I also got a bowl of KFC, except this tub is full of their all-new free-range children.
Free-range children? As in the white kids from Maryland who were walking home without parental supervision?
That's right. You want a bite?
Nah, I like the old stuff.
You sure? This leg is nice and tender, and it's all white meat.
Does sound pretty good. How's the breast?
A bit underdeveloped, but still pretty tasty.
So, no added hormones?
Not at this age.
Maybe I'll just have this little piece here. Crunchy.
That was a pinky.
Talk about finger-licking good.
KFC's all-new free-range children, from one family to yours.
Give us Kentucky Fried, time for dinner.
So Dad stopped the car, and Hugo sent you.
Rand Paul announced his candidacy for President of the United States. The Final Edition asked the man on the street, what do you think?
Hey, I like Rand Paul, especially his wife's fish sticks.
Leave Rand Paul alone!
Yeah, I think it's about time we had a tall black transvestite as president.
That's RuPaul!
Yeah, I think it's about time we had RuPaul as president.
You know, I think it'd be great if we had a libertarian in the White House. I like that girl-on-girl stuff.
I know he's an ophthalmologist, but I can't see voting for him.
Well, I think we should elect a libertarian to the White House. Somebody who really knows how to look things up in a libertary.
Don't eliminate TNA! Oh, TSA?
You know, like, as a teacher, I've been a teacher for, like, 10 years, and I never heard of him.
More flip-flops than TJ Maxx.
Does he have a binder of women, too?
He's for liberty. He's going to free us from our health insurance.
I think he's going to have people reaching across the aisle to throw things at him.
They're going to have to rename Ayn Rand's book, Atlas Jerked Off.
Well, at first when I met Allison on G Harmony, we didn't get along at all.
I was neat. He was sloppy.
I loved a typical male thing like sports. She loved a typical female thing like opera.
But it turns out that he was the foreman for the old silver mine my uncle left me.
And then we had to work together to fend off her evil cousin Bob.
Oh, that Bob.
At G Harmony, we give you the kind of romance you find in a kid's movie. No sex and no intimacy issues, just movie references, action sequences, a vaguely Christian subtext, and a duck driving a motorcycle.
If we get out of this alive, will you marry me?
I'll marry you whether we get out alive or not!
Whoa!
Get the love story you always expected when you were a kid at G Harmony.
Now, a brief word from our sponsors.
Hi, I'm Julian, and this is my very good friend Sebastian. And together, we're the owners and artists behind Fire Island Flowers.
Fire Island's number one creators of exotic floral gorgeousness.
And today, we have an announcement.
Fire Island Flowers will no longer do flowers for your gay wedding.
Shocking, but true.
Mm-hmm. We thought about it, and we decided. It's against our religious beliefs, and that makes it a thing.
If you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. That's what I always say.
I have heard you say that at least one time, Julian.
That's right, Sebastian.
So that's that. Sorry, Fire Island, but you'll get no more gay wedding flowers from us.
Now, as you can expect, this decision is probably going to be pretty bad for our flower arranging business. But gosh darn it, if that's what Jesus would have wanted, that's the way it's got to be.
That's exactly right, Julian.
But if you are a right-wing Christian and you'd like to donate us a bunch of money so that we never have to worry about working again, like you did to that nice cake lady in Colorado or that pizza guy in Indiana, well, that would be very blessed of you.
So check out our Indiegogo page or Venmo Fire Island Flowers.
We literally cannot be this mean-spirited without your support. So make a donation today, so we can stop with the gay wedding flower thing and go sit in a hot tub all afternoon instead.
That's what Jesus would do.
Oh, Jesus, yes.
Hello. You've reached the suicide hotline. Only the hottest counselors ready to take your call. No. Put the gun in my mouth.
Suicide Hotline, just $4 for the last 2 minutes.
if you're man enough.
Time Life Video presents Hitler, The Last 8 Days. Let Time Life Video take you into the inner recesses of the infamous bunker and witness the desperate moments of Adolf Hitler as he attempts to patch together a crumbling empire. Day 1.
Okay, guys, number 7 on the agenda. The picnic. No, wait, we already did that one. Oh, yeah, here we are. World War II. Any questions?
What were we thinking? I mean, we must have been nuts or something.
I can't believe this. What a big mistake.
The whole thing went over like a fart at a wedding.
I don't want to name names, but somebody here drops the ball. He's got a teeny mustache and his name rhymes with Schittler.
Okay. Somebody kick me. Go ahead. I deserve it. You think you can do better? You take over. Here, take the keys.
See the hysterical rants of a madman. Day 2.
Who keeps ringing the doorbell? Well, who is it? And another thing. How come no one informed me that the 9th Army has been pushed back 6 kilometers? From now on, all messages will be left on the refrigerator. And use that sushi magnet!
Day 3. One of the Fuhrer's many mood swings reveals a positive side.
Look, I never said the Reich would last 1,000 years. 10 years, tops. Come on! I think we did very well. We reached our goal. Important people are impressed. Buck up, guys. You're in the bunker, aren't you? Krebs, give Herr Obermeister a verbal gift.
Day 4. The tension mounts again.
The German people have proven themselves too feeble to stand the test of history. There is no betrayal that has not been heaped upon me. You swine will all pay with your own blood! Oh, jeez. That damn doorbell again?
Day 5. Eager to save their lives, Hitler's staff plans for escape.
The Führer is insane. We must escape the bunker now, before the Russians come.
Yes. But the SS guards the entrance. We'll never get out alive.
Then we must disguise ourselves as civilians, prisoners, anything, and then wait for the Russians to come, and then walk out unnoticed.
I will dress as a woman shopkeeper.
Yes, and I as a baker.
And you, Stumpfager, what about you?
I will go as a gigantic beaver.
Day 6.
An order of mine has been disobeyed. Just for that, no one is allowed to move until I command it.
Day 7.
Okay, somebody moved. I know it. Don't tell me who. Let me guess. No hints.
Day 8. Hitler's suicide pact.
After we poison the children, we must our own lives end in a proud and dignified manner befitting the Third Reich. I, Adolf Hitler, will go by poison. How will you go, Hauptmann?
I will take the poison and shoot myself in the mouth. Krebs?
I will take the poison, shoot myself in the mouth, and then fall onto my sword. Herr Bormann?
I will take the poison, shoot myself in the mouth, fall on my sword, and then douse my body with kerosene and light myself on fire. Hauptmann?
I will take the poison, shoot myself in the mouth, fall on my sword, douse my body with kerosene and light myself on fire and drown. Krebs?
I will take the poison, shoot myself in the mouth, fall onto my sword, douse my body with kerosene and light myself on fire, drown and cut my throat. Bormann?
Okay. I will take the poison, shoot myself in the mouth, fall on my sword, douse my body with kerosene and light myself on fire, drown and cut my arm?
You are out.
Damn! Now I got to leave the bunker.
You can't commit suicide with us.
Bormann has to die of natural causes.
Oh, fuck. Who keeps ringing the doorbell?
Order Hitler the Last 8 Days now and receive an extra day free. Day 9, after the suicide.
Hey, guys. I can't find the beaver costume. Why is everybody napping? Come on, let's escape.
That's Hitler. The Last 8 Days. Closed caption not available.
With luck, we'll be back with more of the Final Edition Radio Hour.
And now, some more of the Final Edition Radio Hour.
Tony, we gotta come up with a promo. Our listeners don't know enough about all the great stuff the Final Edition does. Even when we tell them, it's all this, like, blah, 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 dot, 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 www, URL crap. No one gets what that is on radio. They just tune it out.
Well, I have the perfect way to hold their attention while we give them the goods. When I was at the National Lampoon in the 70s, our most famous cover had a cute mutt with a 38 Magnum to its head and the legend, "Buy this magazine or we'll shoot this dog."
Yeah, I remember that, but how does that help us? It was a visual image for a magazine.
Meet Freckles.
Freckles? Oh, there, there. Good boy. Yay! What's the matter then?
Also, meet my 38 Magnum.
Jesus Christ, you have a gun? Don't wave that thing around here. Is that thing loaded?
Sure is. Hey, listeners to the Final Edition Radio Hour on Progressive Voices on TuneIn. If you don't stay tuned to this promo while Jeff gives you all the necessary info about our fabulous website and our fabulous YouTube channel and other fabulous stuff we do, I will shoot this dog.
Jesus, man, take the gun out of that defenseless animal's ear.
Uh-uh. Give him a good, Jeff.
Oh, my God. Poor Freckles. Okay, fine. Hey, listeners to the Final Edition Radio Hour, you want more of what we do, go to thefinaledition.com. Our radio airs on this network on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday at 8, as well as Wednesday at midnight. We've also got an album, we've got a Twitter feed, we've got a great YouTube channel, Facebook, everything you can want at thefinaledition.com.
Now, tell them to tap all that into their iPhones or leave themselves an audio memo.
No, I won't. I told them enough, Tony. I'm calling the SPCA.
Tell them, or the dog gets it. I'm cocking the gun right now.
Okay, listeners, please, write this down. Thefinaledition.com. Thefinaledition.com. Go there for everything you want from the Final Edition, or this crazy old British coot is going to plug old Freckles.
Okay, that wasn't so hard, was it? Come here, Freckles, you dumb old chum. Hey, get down! Get away from me! Get, you crazy cunt!
Good job, Freckles! Get him! Sick him! Oh, yeah, this is Jeff Kreiser for the Final Edition Radio Hour on Progressive Voices on TuneIn. 8 p.m. Saturday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Midnight on Wednesday.
No, Freckles, put that thing down! You don't have opposable thumbs! No!
April is Earth Month. The Final Edition asks the man on the street, what do you think?
It's just dirty. The Earth is dirty.
Well, I'm looking forward to the annual Earth Day tire fire.
Leave the Earth alone.
I'm still going to therapy because I'm Mother Earth.
What about Benghazi, Mr. President?
The whales are trying to take my guns.
Jupiter gets 3 months because it's fat.
I like rare Earth. Twiddly deep,
twiddly dumb. What about Earth, Wind, and Fire Month?
Well, I like my oldies all the time.
K-Earth 101.
It's been 301 billion years, and I'm still putting 300 billion years on my check.
When is it Earth Tone Month?
Hey, everybody, how about a moon day?
Oh my God!
People are raping the planet. But, you know, look what it's wearing.
Professor Lank?
Yes, Dean Stanton. What a surprise.
You're really at the end of your rope this time, mister. You've had years to prove your stupid ideas, and so far I've seen no substantial results. You've exhausted your grant money, and the board and I feel we have no choice but to terminate you from the faculty. However, if you do come through for the university tomorrow night, there may be a future for you. But frankly, boy wonder, I doubt that'll happen. Good day to you.
All right, you morons. Did you hear that? It's now or never. Do you realize graduation is tomorrow and you still haven't gotten through the first page of Waiting for Godot? We've spent an eternity on this. What the hell is the matter with you?
Well, Professor, I don't think that's very fair. You know, this is the Alzheimer's Actors Workshop.
Great, great. You know what? I really don't care, Curtis. Am I going to have to hold you back another year?
What?
I wasn't talking to you, Marty. Why do you always say what? When I'm talking to someone else. Why?
Because I have Alzheimer's.
What'd you just say?
I don't know anymore.
I thought so. Okay, now look, let's take it from Estragon's line, me too. Curtis.
Me too.
Together again at last. We'll have to celebrate this. But how? Get up till I embrace you.
Not now. Not now.
May one inquire where His Highness spent the night?
In a ditch.
A ditch? Where?
Over there.
And did they beat you?
Did who beat me? Where am I?
Who are you? What's my name?
God damn it, cut! This is impossible. I'm gonna lose my tenure.
We're sorry, Professor. You did your best, didn't he, Marty?
Yes. It's too much for one man. On the other hand, what's the good of losing heart now? That's what I say. We should have thought of it a million years ago, in the 90s.
Ah, stop blathering, and help me off with this bloody thing.
Hand in hand from the top of the Eiffel Tower, among the first.
Yes, yes. Keep going, guys.
We were respectable in those days. What are you doing?
Okay, this is great. Don't stop.
Taking off my boot. Did that never happen to you?
Boots must be taken off every day. I'm tired of telling you that. Why don't you listen to me?
Yes, yes, perfect. You guys are on a roll.
Help me.
And did they beat you?
Who am I?
Cut! God damn it! Who am I? That doesn't even make any sense.
But I don't know who I am.
You're my mother.
Shut up. You are not his mother.
Help me.
And did they beat you?
Who am I?
You're his mother. Oh, don't!
The UCLA School of Theater. Marty. Don't let your dream of starting an acting career die with your mind. Come join us in creating what's next. The future is you.
Who I am.
You're my mother.
You are not his mother. He's not your mother.
Help me.
The UCLA School of Theater. Not responsible for the bacteria left on the endoscope tube.
When you find the right person, everything moves really fast.
Like, I met Cheryl on OK Stupid, and we were married in less than a month.
Now, we were raising a child together. Well, not together.
It's the first time we've been in the same room for, I don't know.
You don't even remember, you dimwit.
Listen, I've never hit a woman.
At OK Stupid, we find the stupidest people on the internet. And that's saying something.
Birthday money for my grandma.
Then we match them up for long, long lives together.
Come on, scuba gear!
It's an investment!
You can't even swim!
It's scuba gear! You don't have to be able to swim. You can breathe underwater.
Nearly 70% of the couples who meet on OK Stupid have children within the first year. And it's usually a wonderful surprise.
How can you be pregnant again? We did it standing up.
You'll find the only person in the world who will have you. At OK Stupid.
My dad is an EMT, and he says my vagina is perfect!
You know, you don't even...
This is the city. Over 84% of its citizens are influenced by user-generated content, but a lot of the times they're like, and I'm like, and it's like, you know, and they're all like, oh my God. When that happens, I go to work. I carry an iPhone 6 Plus.
The new millennials.
It was Monday, March 18th. It was trendy in Los Angeles with a humidity level of 2%. We were working the day watch out of the retro facial hair division. Our boss is Troy. My partner is Crystal. He spells it with a CH. My name is Crystal, but spelled with a K. We got like a text. It was Troy. He wanted to see us in his ergonomic workspace. You wanted some FaceTime?
Really stoked to see you dudes. Take a look at this PowerPoint presentation. Somebody tweeted a tip that a vintage clothing store in Echo Park was being run by a group of young influencers with trust funds. I need your verbiage, Crystal.
Well, I think that we should.
I was asking Crystal.
Okay.
Yeah. No problem. Just give me your input.
I was talking to Crystal.
What?
I was talking to Crystal.
Oh. With a K?
After failing to yield actionable ideation, we decided to Uber over to the vintage clothing store. Once there, we found nothing out of the ordinary, except for one important detail. One of them was talking about taking it to the next level without a mission statement.
Hi, welcome to Flounce. My name is Jared. How may I maximate your offline experience?
I'm Crystal. This is my partner, Crystal. We're here to ask you a few questions.
May I inquire how you heard about our establishment? Tumblr, Reddit, BuzzFeed?
Never mind that. Are you the thought leader of this limited liability company?
Nice Van Dyke, dude.
Thanks, I'm totes slamming it.
Answer the question.
I like to think I potentiate maximum native ideators to within 110% of influencer estimations. So yeah, why?
Your mission statement. How come it's not displayed on your otherwise sick website?
I don't need one. I don't care about profit.
Don't care about profit? How do you leverage brand fuel engagers?
I'm in this business for the love of it. You don't know what love is.
Unless you're talking about embiggeting influencer estimations, punk. I don't have an app for that.
I'm afraid we're going to have to slam Flounce on social media for not having a mission statement.
I can't change your mind about thought influencing across a multi-platformed media sock.
Sorry, we already tweeted it.
Fine. One thing I don't get. Isn't Crystal a chick's name?
Dude, no. Not when you spell it with a C-H.
Okay. Anybody want to listen to Drake while having butt sex?
On March 22nd, a TED Talk was held in Long Beach, California. In a moment, the results of that talk. The limited liability company Flounce was found guilty of taking it to the next level without a mission statement. It was subsequently slammed on social media.
Now that you've logged into the email and payroll system at Evans Resource Management, please select a password. Your private password can be anything you want, but it must have at least 8 characters and no more than 10. Use at least one uppercase letter, at least one lowercase letter, at least one number, at least one non-letter, non-numerical, non-number, such as a hashtag, period, or space. Do not use spaces. Make sure this password is something you'll remember. Do not use any password you have ever used before. Enter it now. I'm sorry, that password cannot be accepted because it was already taken by another user. I'm sorry, that password cannot be accepted because it fails on a requirement that will not be explained. I'm sorry, that password cannot be accepted because it either does or does not contain a space. I'm sorry, that password cannot be accepted because even though it meets all the requirements for a password, it's kind of... I don't know. Try something else. I'm sorry, that password cannot be accepted because I was thinking about something else and missed it. You have made too many attempts at writing a password and are now locked out of your account. We will now transfer you to our support department. Please have your password ready.
The Final Edition Radio Hour will be right back.
And now, some more of the Final Edition Radio Hour.
Wow, this party is really groovy. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
I don't know. Spell it out.
You know I can't spell.
Hey, let's get out of here. These people are freaks. I think they're hippies.
Let's go home and bake fudge.
Wow, you chicks are out of sight.
I'm scared.
Hey, baby. Want to get high and make some free love?
Eat my shoe.
Ow! Ow!
Hey!
Ah! Take that
and
that!
Take that
and
that!
Dirty hippie.
Hey, you girls really showed those hippies what's what. Are you ladies familiar with Jesus Christ?
Sure!
Well, come on. Let's go. He lives in the desert.
Once upon a time, there were three little girls who were very, very nice. They came from good suburban middle-class homes. I took them away from all of that. My name is Charlie. Charlie Manson. And they work for me now.
Well, you've been training for months now, and I think it's time for your first assignment.
Does it involve acid and indiscriminate sex with whoever Charlie chooses?
You are adorable. No, this is something special.
Are we going to infiltrate a female prison?
In time, girls. In time.
Charlie!
Hello, angels. Remember, angels, when your corporal body rises up and reality explodes, man, love is death, and death is love, and life is hate, and you are he as you are me, and he is me, and we are all together.
Charlie, focus.
Bosley, remind me to have them pull out your liver and roast it over a spit, man.
Spit. Got it.
Okay, angels, you're going to have some fun. First of all, let's take a shower, because you're all going to go to a Hollywood party, man.
Something tells me we're not just going to a Hollywood party.
Of course not, you stupid angel. Love is fear, man. Repeat.
Love is fear, Charlie.
Beautiful, man. Beautiful. You are going to investigate the corruption in the record industry and make Whitey think that it's the beginning of a black uprising.
Who's Whitey?
Are we going to get to wear cute outfits?
Is that Squeaky? You are so beautiful. Yes, Angel. You're going to wear hip hugger.
Ooh.
I've left you a little present. Bosley, if you would hand out the forks.
Is it a secret device?
Yeah, sure. You know, angels, that I am society's mirror to society, and when you hold up a mirror to a mirror, you get clarity and truth, man, and the righteous will rise up, and I am the light. I could sing, too. Want to hear me sing?
Well,
Michel, my belle, bon tissante, bon très bien ensemble, très bien ensemble.
Well, we gotta go now.
And I play guitar. I write my own songs. Listen.
Really should start killing pigs, Charlie.
Oh, yeah. Well, good luck, angels.
Great job on your first mission, angels. You girls are the grooviest. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Uh-oh.
What is it, angel?
Do you spell skelter with a C or with a K?
A 61-year-old post office worker from Florida landed a gyrocopter on the Capitol lawn to protest campaign financing. The final edition asked the man on the street, "What do you think?"
So let me get this straight. Somebody flew a Muslim sandwich over the Capitol?
Leave gyrocopter alone!
I think he accomplished a lot in that they didn't shoot him.
I hope he joined the Mile High Club over John Boehner.
Boy, this guy went postal! Ha! Postal!
Nobody was home, so they left him on the doorstep, and then somebody stole it.
He's COD, so somebody owes somebody $6.42.
It's the worst thing to land in Congress since Ted Cruz.
And actually, because he's a postal worker, as soon as he landed, he was attacked by dogs.
Are you or someone you love addicted to cocaine?
I'll say, it's ruining my life, but I just can't stop.
No wonder. In scientific studies, electrodes were attached to the pleasure centers of a rat's brain, the same pleasure centers that cocaine affects. When the rats were allowed to press a lever that stimulated those centers, they began doing it constantly. They prefer it even above food and water, until they die from exhaustion.
Wow, so that's what coke is doing to me?
Yes, but it doesn't have to, if you've got those electrodes hooked up to your brain.
Oh, tell me more!
The new pleasure lever allows you to electronically stimulate the pleasure centers of your brain. From the moment you try it, you'll be hooked. You'll prefer it above food and water. And cocaine. Goodbye, substance abuse.
You mean I won't crave coke?
You won't crave anything except this amazing product. Here's how it works. Our trained technicians will come to your home and install the electrodes into your prefrontal cortex, point you to the lever, and your worries are over.
So I'll be happy just pressing the lever.
Exactly. And instead of spending thousands of dollars every week on cocaine, you simply make a one-time payment of $5.99. You get the same thrill you receive from cocaine for free, and literally at the press of a button.
And I can stop whenever I want to?
Exactly. Whenever you want to.
I have a question. I don't like my husband's cocaine addiction, but I don't want him to die pressing a lever like a lab rat. Isn't there some way that I can turn the machine off?
Of course. The pleasure lever comes with an off switch that can be operated by family members, remotely, so that there's no danger of the customer killing you.
So, what happens after the machine is turned off?
He keeps pressing the lever, but now while screaming and crying.
Oh, does it come without an off switch?
That's our most popular model.
So for $600, I'm happy forever. I'm sold. Hook me up, Doc.
Oh, I'm not a doctor. That would cost more. Here we go!
Ow! Hey! Oh, Jesus! That hurts! Hey!
Press it! Press the lever! There. How do you like that? Another satisfied customer. Don't let cocaine rule your life. If you'd like a pleasure lever attached to your prefrontal cortex, call today. All payments in advance.
They were on a one-way trip to hell with drugs, sex, no tomorrow, and their only code was live fast and die young. Except they didn't die young. So now they're in their 40s, and they look awful.
I don't think about tomorrow, Doc.
Yes, well, that's why you're morbidly obese.
So what? We all might die tomorrow.
One of us might.
They dared everything because they cared about nothing except the thrill of the moment.
Hey, Johnny, what are you rebelling against?
What do you got?
An enlarged prostate. What do you got?
Some kind of kidney thing?
A sin-streaked story of today's lost generation.
What's your game?
A little of this, a little of that.
On the hustle, huh?
Something like that. I work for Uber.
That doesn't sound like a hustle.
Shut up. Hand me that pie.
See the exciting new movie, Live Fast, Die Middle-Aged.
Commissioner Gordon, we've got a hostage situation downtown. Hundreds of people are being held at the Gotham Mall.
My God! Who is it? The Joker? The Riddler?
He calls himself the Satirist. He's a diabolical arch-criminal, but all of his capers make a larger point about society.
Is he aware that just doing something does not constitute satirizing it?
I guess not. He put this up on Tumblr.
Attention, Gotham! This is the Satirist! Give me $1 billion and safe passage, or I'll start killing the hostages. Oh, and follow me on Twitter.
That's not good. Obviously, he doesn't understand satire.
I'll send out the bat signal.
Belay that, Chief. We can't call the Caped Crusader anymore. We're way over our superhero budget. Did you see how much Batman billed us for last month? Check out this invoice.
Saint, preserve us! Whoever is Batman's secret identity, he's probably a millionaire by now.
Never mind that, Chief. Look at this. Batman billed us extra for the time he was trapped in a giant hourglass. That should be part of his basic fee, am I right?
Shameless. But who do we call now?
Oh, the city is signed with a company that contracts out advertising icons to fight crime. It's the same concept as selling the naming rights to a stadium. They provide the crime fighting for free in exchange for the publicity.
So if we need to stop a killer, we've got to rely on Flo from Progressive?
They've got a number of choices. Here's their website. All we have to do is pick the advertising mascot we want to be our superhero. How about this one?
Hey, go, 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 go,
we can't fight a madman with a mad bird. Here, at least this one is big.
Green giant.
No, too jolly. Oh, look at this one.
Pink hearts, yellow moons, orange stars, green clovers, and blue diamonds are magically delicious.
Now that's someone I trust to fight crime.
But how do they subdue the bad guy? We should go with Captain Crunch.
Captain Crunch, sugar sweet, and fun to munch because it keeps its crunch.
At least he would absolutely shred the roofs of their mouths.
Look, they have Joe Camel. He could give the bad guys a painful death from cancer.
Oh, that could take decades.
What's this one? The Coppertone Girl?
Don't click on that one, Chief. They'll accuse me of using my work computer to access child porn.
The problem is that none of these make any sense.
Just a minute. Maybe that's the solution. This satirist character doesn't understand satire, right? We can use any one of these advertising icons to defeat him. We just tell him that our choice is ironic.
But it's not even close to the definition of irony. Oh, I see. We know that.
But the satirist
doesn't know that. He doesn't understand irony any more than he understands satire.
Now, let's choose a hero.
The very next day.
Well, satirist, it looks like you met your match.
You never would have caught me if the whole thing hadn't been so ironic.
Yes, right. And the citizens of Gotham have a new hero to thank for their daring rescue. Sir, a grateful city offers you our most sincere thanks.
Affleck!
Oh, you're too modest. Find out what Affleck can do for your family at Affleck.com.
Well, that's our show. Thanks for listening to the Final Edition Radio Hour. The voices of the Final Edition are performed by Bruce Cherry, Jen Dodd, Jim Earle, Rob Gordon, Tony Hindra, Jeff Hendrick, Dan Vitale, Jeff Chrysler, Barry Lank, John Marshall, Abby Parker, Rachel Rauch, Steve Rosenfield, James Mount, Rob Miller, Kayla Merrill, Andrew Danish, Leslie Shapira, Ann Tuchel, and Darby Worley. Credit to our writers at the Final Edition Radio Hour, Bruce Cherry, Jen Dodd, Jim Earle, Rob Gordon, Tony Hindra, Jeff Hendrick, Abby Parker, Jeff Chrysler, John Marshall, Barry Lank, Leslie Shapira, Kurt Weitzman, Kate Knowles, Jeremy Rayburn, and Steve Rosenfield. The Final Edition is produced and directed by Tony Hindra and Jeff Chrysler, West Coast production by Barry Lank. Audio edited and engineered by Greg Russ and Andrew Hammond. The Final Edition Radio Hour is the property of the Final Edition LLC, copyright 2014.